Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
This is a podcast about mom life, boss life, and body life.
Real conversations about self-discovery and the journey of becoming more mindful in this crazy Zen life.
This is unexpected.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock in the morning on a holiday morning, and we are recording, which is an hour earlier than what we would normally be recording on a regular Monday.
Yeah, didn't work out this morning like we usually do, but it's a holiday.
I know, right? I don't work out on holidays. I mean, I'm excited if I can roll up my mat, get a couple moves in, just feel like moving my body a little bit. I always feel better with that. But as far as like a full-on workout, that's a solid pass.
Get out of here.
Mm-mm.
Get out of here with those thoughts. I'm not doing it.
Not doing it. I mean, if you can do it, amen to you, sister or brother, whatever you're doing out there. But
I mean,
Team CZL over here is still in our PJs shoving pancakes in our mouth like we ain't never ate before.
Do you know one of the most underrated combinations on the planet?
Mm. No, my friend. Speak to me. What do you got?
Taking a cinnamon roll with no icing, because and it's like the crusty part, like maybe on the sides
or
on the bottom, and taking that off.
Okay.
And then dip that in your coffee if you drink coffee or tea. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I'm full on. I need the icing. I need it to drip. And I like the squishy middle part of a cinnamon roll. Like,
oh, yeah. I'm a fan of that, too. But this is, like, just for dipping coffee.
You know, they have, like, the brownie thing. It's, like, the S-curve. And, like, every piece is a corner piece. When can we get, like, every piece be, like, a middle piece of a cinnamon roll? I'm trying to get the gooeyest part. The ones that give you a stomach ache within, like, 10 minutes of eating one.
Yeah.
That's where I'm trying to go.
You want it all, like, half-baked and gooey. That's disgusting.
But I don't want it, like, half-baked. I just want it to be, like, really...
Ew.
Damn it, Brittany. You just ruined my cinnamon roll, like, special thing that was going out of my brain. Now I'm... Oh!
Was that unexpected?
Gross. It's very unexpected.
You know what was also unexpected was the rain yesterday.
Right?
Like a vengeance.
Oh,
we're
my
at the
gosh.
Pool and
it did.
Having a good time. And then all of a sudden, the rapture came and we had to go undercover.
I mean, it whipped hard in there. But you know what? I'll tell you. You guys left and...
The party was just getting started.
The party was just getting started. And the DJ kept it going. Like, he had a hula hoop contest in the rain for the kids. There was like a conga line. There was a... You know, just he did a great job of keeping children entertained while the parents were at the bar.
he was smart.
He was very smart.
Do you know about this? This is the country club DJ.
Yeah.
He travels.
He does. Because he's at Lake Forest today, I think.
Yeah.
Right? He's at
Lake Forest.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Mm-hmm. And I'm always so amazed by this guy because he switches up his routine, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not the same jams. He does it based on place because Lake Forest has a different vibe.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little more Drake. There will be. There's going to be a little bit more of a different spin, but I was enjoying his jams yesterday. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, he brought it. I think I really
September?
Like
September. Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
Dancing in September. And I'm okay that my kids will always know that song from the Troll soundtrack.
Totally okay with that.
You know, there's...
But you do need to know Earth, Wind, and Fire's version.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Yeah, that's
I think so. Yeah. No, but I mean, I always think it's so funny when kids are like, oh, I know that from Batman or what, and I'm like, oh.
How you know it, it's how you know it.
Right. I'm like, I just think it's funny, and it's just really entertaining to watch, like, how they get introduced to the classics.
I posted an article on our Facebook yesterday about 90s summers.
Oh,
the summers in the 90s. I'm like, can't, our kids will never know what that feels like.
No.
Or even the late 80s.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of sad about that. I mean, I know that's just times are changed, and that's just, we just roll with the punches, but
yeah,
damn, times are different.
I know. Yeah, that was, I read a little bit of that this morning, and then my internet kicked me off. I was like, okay, internet, you and I are not getting along in the past couple of days. I don't know what's happening.
Fucking internet in this neighborhood.
It's
terrible. I'm surprised that we've kept this shit going, CZL going.
And, I know.
And uploading as
well,
long as we have.
Well, that's because I go and I work at a coffee shop. I can't use the internet at my house anymore. Like, I have a great home office. It's fantastic. I love working in there, but I can't because the internet is so unreliable that I'm like, I have things to do. And it's I can't communicate to the outside world. I mean, one of the first things I do when I get up in the morning, I switch off my internet.
Oh.
And just let it, you know, what do you, when it goes through data, is that what you, yeah. I don't even know
right.
what that's called.
That's right. It's data.
Dataing.
Yeah.
Data. I don't know.
Cellular data.
Okay.
You're right.
I'm like, I don't trust you, internet. Goodbye. I'm like, I can't.
If it takes more than 3 seconds, I have no patience for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're grinding and you're showing me a wheel for 3 seconds, no. Mm-mm. I ain't got no time for you.
I really don't. And see, this is why our kids will never have a summer like we had a summer. they get it like this, too. Like,
they
we
get
didn't
so frustrated
have,
the internet's not working.
Oh, my God, I know.
They throw stuff.
If my kid ever threw an electronic, that'd be it for that. I'd be like, nope. This is, if you are this angry at this piece of machinery right now, we got to reel it in. We got to separate some things. We got to bring you back to life, bring you back to your 6-year-old self. Be like, no, boo. No.
Well, we're here today.
Yes, we are here today.
Doing some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're setting our expectations for the summer. Don't get it twisted. We're not all glassy, doughy-eyed over here. We know what's going to happen.
Right.
But it's really fun to see how those things have changed.
Yeah.
And see how it is in September when the kids are back to school. And so they're not out of school yet.
But they will be. Yeah. They'll be out soon enough.
And then we're going to reconvene and see how all that shit played out.
Oh, yeah. The summer expectations. Dun, dun, dun.
We all do it. We all make them. And I laugh so hard because it's like the first of the year. Like, we all make these promises to ourselves, and then all of a sudden it just comes crashing down like
February happens.
May happens.
Oh, gosh. May. Why was May so?
May was a
bitch. We're still in May.
We're still in
May. Still not over. Like, Derby feels like eons ago. And yet, it wasn't.
Mm-mm.
It was just a couple weeks, really.
It was. Mm-hmm. So, Shannon, kick us off. What is your first expectations?
Oh, this is my list. This is my list, y'all. I got lists today.
Wait. You said you had two.
Well, you know what? This morning, I was inspired.
Oh, okay.
I have some more.
I was like, you had to write down two?
Okay. Okay, my first one that I'm actually really excited about is I want to start a book challenge in my house because my oldest daughter is an avid reader. She loves to read. My husband and I we read children's stories to our children at bedtime, and that's it. But you know what? When I went through yoga training,
Dan reads.
He reads on a plane.
Okay.
But you know what? He did buy a book, and he's reading it now. Like, he will wake up in the morning early and read the book, and he will read at night. I've caught him on the porch reading.
I just caught him the other day.
Yeah. Yesterday. I'm like, Dana reading. I really like this. It's great. So I thought, you know what? Let's do a book challenge in our house. And there, you determine the amount of books that you want to read. I personally would like to read 5. 3 of them I would like to be nonfiction or fiction. Like, I don't want any self-help. I don't want to know how to better myself. I don't want a biography. I want some crazy woman who maybe tried to murder her husband. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, just give me something that doesn't have to do with self-help or making myself a better person.
Right.
That's what I want. So 3 of those are my list, and then 2 that could help me in some area of my life. So I'd like 5, which is a lofty goal because I'm not a fast reader. I started a book the other day, 8 pages in. I took a nap. I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to – I'll remember more if I'm rested. So I put the book down. I took a nap.
That's funny.
Read like 8 more pages, and I was like, okay, I'm done with this. So, I mean, for me to get through 5 books, it will be like a feat. To happen.
Wait, I have a question about this.
Yes.
And not for anybody else, but just for you.
For sure.
Can you listen to them or do you physically have to read them?
I like to listen to books. I just prefer, like, I like to touch a page. I like to read. I feel like it's one of those things that I need those eye muscles to work, like, and not on a screen, you know?
Yeah.
So I still like to do it. Like, for example.
No, for the challenge, it's going to count if you hear.
Oh.
Is it if for the audiobook?
Hmm.
Like, where do you stand on audiobooks?
You know what? I don't know. I honestly hadn't thought of it. I just assumed they were going to be books I had in my hand.
Oh, okay.
Turning pages. I don't know.
Article
why I
3,
clap
section 8.
Am I correct?
You might need to amend your challenge.
Right. It could happen. Yesterday, we were at the pool, and I had a magazine, and I brought a couple with me, and Dan was like, are you really going to read at the pool? When's the last time you read at the pool? I'm like, years ago, before children. But maybe this is it. Yeah, maybe this is my summer. And he's like, I'm going to see you get through a magazine today. I'm like, I'm going to do it. You know how long it took me to get through one article?
10 minutes.
No. Longer. It took me 45 minutes to read a 2-page article because this is why. Dan was sitting at a table. I was sitting at a chair. He was like, oh, babe, look at this. Listen to this. Like every, literally like every 20 words, I was cut off. Because he was like, oh, what do you think about this? Or ha, ha, ha. Did, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Isn't that kind of funny how men can annoy you? Well, okay. Take back the annoy. How men can need your attention just as much as a 7-year-old.
I thought yesterday he needed me more than my children did.
I know.
Yeah. But then my kids, they and were like, oh, Mom, you're trying not
to be frustrated.
I'm trying not to be because I'm like, oh, we're in a happy place. We're at the pool. And my kids are like, Mom, come here. I'm like, I'm reading. They're like, no, just for a second. So I go over. Eleanor's like, watch this. And she's just making like a wind tunnel with her finger in the pool. She's like, isn't this awesome? I was like, yeah.
What the fuck? I crush my children's hopes and dreams on that. And I'm like, no, actually it's not. Because here's where I'm at with it. Sometimes, I know you be testing this, mm-hmm. this barrier of calling me over.
Right.
And let's just see if right. she'll get up out of her chair.
Right.
I've seen it. My children are dicks like that, too.
I'm like, dang it.
This.
Right, just swirling with a finger. I'm like, okay. Swirling, creating a wind tunnel, she said. I was like, a wind tunnel? With your finger?
With your finger?
That's great. I'm going to go back to my article. 45 minutes later, very interesting, but this is why, like, I can't even put more than 5 books on my list, because even if I get through one, I'm going to feel really accomplished.
Like if you get to, let's just set the bar.
Yeah.
Like, just a cool 20%.
I'm okay with that.
All right, next.
Yeah, next. Okay. I do want to introduce more chores to my kids. Like, this will be the summer I'm going to teach, especially my oldest, how to wash her own clothes. I started washing my own clothes in the 3rd grade. She's going into the 4th grade. I feel like it's time. And, like, we have it now where, like, we'll wash and we'll fold, but they have to put away. Mm-hmm. But, like, I am going to be a lot more, like, coming down with the hammer on, you don't come downstairs until your clothes are folded and put away and be done with it. Like, none of this living out of a hamper bullshit all summer.
Are you going to follow that?
Do you see? This is stuff I'm giving away.
Oh, except today. This is today. I'm just saying. If you set these rules, you're going to have to follow them as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So we're doing that. We're instating more like emptying the dishwasher, like things they can do. I mean,
They do.
Mm-hmm. And Eleanor, I was like, your job this summer, you're going to scramble all the eggs in the house. And you would have thought I gave her like a key to the city. She was like, what?
Yeah,
I get to scramble all the eggs. And she takes it, but she's like, it's my job. Where's the spatula? I need to scramble the eggs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, here we go. So just little things like that we're going to start, you know, making them feel more like they have a contribution to like the everyday stuff that we're doing in the house. I feel like that's super important.
It is.
One of the 8 pages that I read the other day before I fell asleep was, you know, establishing more chores and more purpose in your house with your kids. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to get down with that.
Right.
So that's expectation number 2.
Okay.
I would like to ride a roller coaster with my kids this summer because we took them to Disney this year. They rode Everest, which is kind of a scary roller coaster, and they both loved it. Like, they didn't love it the second they got off, but they can't wait to go back because they want to ride it again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. I'm like, well, we have roller coasters in our, you know, in our city. I don't really know how I feel about riding roller coasters at Kentucky Kingdom, but if my kids are ready, I know. I'm like, I don't know. But they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, you know what? This is going to push me out of my comfort zone because I don't love this park as much as my kids do. I'm a little fearful of some of the things there. But I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to ride a roller coaster with my kids. And I want to try something new that none of us have ever done. Like, we have this place in town that you can do a clay date, like making pottery with, you know, your kids. I've never done that. Like, I mean, making pottery I've done like when I was in 5th grade, I think, back in the day. But I've never gone to a studio as an adult to make a piece of pottery. Mm-hmm. But I think that'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. And I think doing it with your kids would be like a really fun thing that everybody could leave like happy about, right, and not bitch and be like, nah, I'm hot. Like, you're fine.
I don't know. Glaze can sit over the edge.
Well, I say that now, but again, it's an expectation.
Did you ever take pottery in like high school?
No. I was more like into photography in high school than I was pottery.
I took pottery like all 4 years. Loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could spin some major shit on some on a
curl.
A wheel.
On a wheel?
Yeah.
On a pump.
I'm sure it's all left me behind, but
hey.
That's some cool stuff. Coffee cups. Yeah. My mom still has them. Picture frames. Makes picture frames.
Yeah, I'm trying to make like a pot because my last expectation is to keep my plants alive this summer. That is. I don't know, friends, if that one's really going to happen or not, but
we were talking about this. I think that it's a next level. I don't know if this is like where you cross over in your like 30s, close to 40s. Like, is this what you start doing?
Right.
Like, I hear a lot of people talk about plants in our age range. Like, like either they want to start growing plants, mm-hmm. they're already interested in it, or they're starting to. And plants are making a movement. Plants are have had a big movement lately.
Yes. They're good for your health. Mm-hmm. They're good for your mental state of mind. They want to be around you if you're in a good mood, not mm-hmm. if you're in a bad mood. But I would like to see my plants thrive.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, just one water away.
Right. Well, I've noticed today, I mean, I have killed cacti. I'm going to admit that. Succulents have died in my possession. And it's hard to do when they don't need a lot of attention. And yet,
I've killed a succulent with flying colors. Like, I mean, you just
multiple.
Revolted.
Yeah. Multiple. And I'm like, why is this so hard? I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. So I'm really hoping, I've got four that I really am trying to keep alive. And I feel like I've been able to keep them alive at this point because it hasn't been super hot outside. I mean, I know like you have AC in your house or whatnot, but I feel like there could be like a little bit of, the weather could really teeter the success of this for my plants.
You know, because the summers do get pretty hot here. I mean, that's when we call upon our plant friends and maybe, you know, and see if they know more.
Right. Or we've had one of our past Zen friends, Miss Lori.
LeCompte.
Yes. I see her name on my phone. I'm like, oh my God, why am I brain farting? She has like the greenest of green thumbs. Like there's so many plants in Yoga Bomb.
She took a lot of knowledge on her part, like to invest. Yes.
They are her children. I mean, she is like mother of plants. Like that is what she loves. So I'm always asking questions when I'm in there. I've been like, how did she do this? And what did she, I mean, she's super knowledgeable. And I'm like, man, I've got four. You've got like 400. All right. Got to start with one.
Kentucky Gent, who we're releasing soon, mm-hmm. someday.
He's like 80,
right? He had 80 in his house.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think it's crazy.
Okay. All right.
What about you, friend?
Goals.
Okay. Yeah, let's start from the beginning. I didn't write mine down, but I felt like I could remember most of them. Okay, so starting from the top. So last summer was super tricky for me. I remember losing my shit a lot. So mm-hmm.
Yes.
Invoke more patience. So I'm trying to be a little bit more prepared this summer. So mm-hmm. can I be a little bit more on top of things and not just fly by the seat of my pants?
Willy-nilly, as you like to say.
Willy-nilly. Just billy-dicking around over here. Because I remember being very frustrated last year, mm-hmm. like feeling like I was just had no control. It was everything was spinning out of control. So just to be a little bit more prepared. And I mm-hmm. feel like I am there.
Yeah.
Am I? And I, with those expectations, I have lowered my expectations.
Right.
Yes. Does that make mm-hmm. sense?
So absolutely.
I feel like that's probably step one.
Yeah.
And swim team takes up a lot of it. So we didn't talk mm-hmm. about that earlier. But both of our children, all of our children are on swim team.
Yes.
Both sides, Shannon and myself. And it does take up a little bit more time. It is
a little bit. It takes up a lot of time.
It takes up a lot of time. And I have to travel a little bit more. Yeah. So it's just a little bit more of an effort on my part. Mm-hmm. And so I've called in some favors, called in some help for that 6 to 8 week period. And I think it's going to work out really well.
Yeah.
And we've planned out a little bit better. So mm-hmm. patience was number one. It's key.
Yes.
How can I? And I've been doing a lot better with not reducing alcohol.
Yeah.
Understand my anxiety, which we went over previous episodes. Number two, mm-hmm. I also want to invoke chores.
Yes.
In my house. I've already started setting the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Setting the sacred space.
Yes.
I started telling both the boys this morning and the past couple days, saying like, this is weekend. I get it.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like you're getting a feel for summer, how it's going to be.
Right.
But in the summer, you cannot come downstairs unless your bed is made.
Mm-hmm.
You are fully dressed either in swim gear or in regular clothes, and you have to bring down your dirty clothes,
mm-hmm.
and you have to help me do one thing around the house that is appropriate. Like, Wyatt loves to go get the mail and water the plants,
mm-hmm.
and Watson will help me empty the dishwasher and start breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, he's big on toast. He's like, can I make the toast?
Right?
Hey, toast. So Dennis started doing that. And then I also want to start a little bit more reading with us together at night.
Mm-hmm.
So when Landon puts the kids to bed, he's always about, let's have drawing time and this special time. And I think that's amazing. But I'd like to read together before everyone goes upstairs. Yeah. Like, just 10 minutes.
You know,
it doesn't have to be, like, a lot of it.
Like, finding a chapter book that may be too big for them to read on their own, but, like, you know, is a really fun book.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah, that's a good one.
I thought about it.
That's a good one.
But I'm like,
that'll take you all summer. I don't think so. I think the very first one, because Harry, like, he's young in the first one, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's been a long time since I read that book or even seen the movie. But I don't think it's inappropriate at this age. I really don't.
I don't either. I think 10 minutes, though.
Yeah.
Us together, we can do anything for 10 minutes, guys.
Yes.
And swim meet nights are going to be a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
But the other nights, we can figure out together. It doesn't have to be every night. We don't have to overcommit.
Right.
Because we know that our schedules are kind of flighty during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to start something like that. And I wanted to start meditating.
Yay!
I know. I did so well 2 years ago when I was going through teacher training. I did so well. And then everything fell apart. And I'm like, well, you know, I can get back into it. And you inspired me. You're like, I'm like 1,000 minutes in. I was like, I can start.
Not 1,000. 835. Almost there.
I mean, okay, it's really close. I think it's a great way to probably ground myself with that patience.
Yes.
I think it would be really great.
It does.
And if I can do that, then I know I can probably keep up a little bit more of my practice during the summer as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't overcommit to a practice.
Mm-hmm.
I recently went to a yoga teacher forum, and we talked about to new teachers in the area,
mm-hmm.
what you would do and how you keep up your practice when you're teaching. Because it is tricky.
Yeah.
It's very, very tricky, especially when you're teaching a lot, how to keep up your practice at home, because sometimes you're spent. And the number one thing I said is, like, you can't allot this hour or even 30 minutes. If you have 7 minutes while the water is boiling for your spaghetti, roll out your mat. So I'm trying to take my own advice on that and just seeing if I have 7 minutes, that's 7 minutes I can get.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be beautiful. And I also would love to keep my plants alive.
Yes.
Because I went to Lowe's and lost my goddamn mind. So with that, I mean, like, don't we want to keep these little seedlings sprouting?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not really seedlings. I bought some, like, orange trees. I thought this was a great idea. And I know they're not going to live past October, but I'm like, if we get oranges, it's like a green thumb starter kit. Like, can I keep this alive and maybe pick something off that I helped grow and then use it in my house?
Right.
I've never done that before. Yeah. Not even with an herb, guys.
Like, I just think it's so interesting that Lowe's even sells orange plants here. And again, let me preface. I know dick squat about plants. So I don't know. I'm like, I just assume orange plants or orange trees aren't appropriate for this climate because we have winter. And I know, like, when winter happens in Florida and they freeze over, then we get really shitty orange juice and we get really shitty oranges. So I'm like, huh, interesting. So it's interesting to me that Lowe's would sell an orange, like a temperamental type of plant like that. I'm like, that's so interesting.
But I think, again, they're meant to just,
I don't know anything
just
about
to hang out on your deck.
That's so interesting.
You know? Right. I don't know. I thought it was really cool. And we planted a bunch of flowers. We thought it was just a cool thing to do, and then if we can keep these alive, then we will escalate maybe next year and plant more things.
Yeah.
It's always been a little bit of a goal of mine to maybe just start.
Oh, for sure.
And Landon filled me in on this, this little cool tidbit. So GE, and there's a part of GE that does, like, R&D, you know, research and development. Like, they make nugget ice, and they're trying to, like, do all these cool things. They're making a drawer that you can grow stuff in. That has, like, ultraviolet light.
So smart.
And can you think about people in New York, how much they would use this? So you pull open your drawer and you could have herbs or peppers or whatever you may want.
Mm-hmm.
Not still in development. I don't know if this ever will be released, but talk about changing the game. Now that's really super handy.
That's like some Jetsons shit up in here.
That's going past the Jetsons in my mind.
It's like Judy Jetson planting, you know, cilantro.
So cool, though.
Next to your spoons. This is great.
I do have to talk about the pool real quick.
Yes.
I'm so excited about the pool this year.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
So excited.
I'm excited for you.
I am too. And for all y'all moms out there, I just want you to give me a virtual high five on this because mm-hmm. you know exactly this moment when you say goodbye to the baby pool.
Yes.
When you just throw the deuces, shut that gate, mm-hmm. and walk away.
And walk away.
Yeah.
No more floaters. No more. No more. You're like, oh, you know what? That came out of your diaper. Everybody out. Ooh, everybody out. Mm-hmm.
It is like a lukewarm, urine-filled grossness. I cannot stay in the baby pool. Love my babies at that age. It was great. Mm-hmm. But nope.
Yep.
Nope. I am so excited about saying goodbye to that era mm-hmm. and the swim diapers.
Oh, the swim diaper.
That was the most frustrating part of summer.
Yes.
It was disgusting.
Disgusting.
But you had to wear them. Mm-hmm. It was always a question. You were checking your baby's diaper the entire time.
You had no idea what was going on in that thing. Not a clue.
No. It was the grossest thing to clean up, too.
Oh so gross. God. So nasty.
So this is our first year.
I'm going to give you a high five right
here, friend. 7 years as a mom. 7 summers I went through this, and this is our first summer where I feel like a little bit more freedom.
Yeah.
We did invoke a really cool rule between the two of us, and I think this is great. You set the tone. I did tell the boys that they were not allowed in the baby pool mm-hmm. this year, and you said, yeah, because it's 5 and under. I'm like, is it really? Mm-hmm. What a great, it's written on the thing.
Yeah, it's written on the thing. I'm like, hey. Because the kids, they were playing in the big pool, and they're like, hey, can we go in the baby pool? I'm like, no, actually, you can't. You can't go in the baby pool because the sign says 5 and under.
You can sit on the side.
And you know what they were? They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I even said, I don't care what pool we go to. I don't care if we go to a pool in Florida. I don't mm-hmm. care if we go to a pool in Indianapolis.
Yep.
You are not allowed in the baby pool anymore.
Right.
You can sit on the side. You can help your sister bring her toys in and out of the pool, but you cannot get in. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, we get it, Mom. Thanks.
Yeah. You're like, what?
You know, we should probably add to the list.
What?
Not losing goggles.
You know, if I can figure out how to do that, I'm going to write a book. Because it's one of those things that, you know, your kid will take them off. They'll put it on the edge of the pool. And then they get picked up by another kid. I've seen it happen. I mean, I'm sure my kids have done it. So it's like, at some point, we're all just borrowing everyone's shit anyway. I mean, I've sent my kids to the lost and found many of times when they're like, I can't find my goggles. I'm like, you know what? Lost and found. Go. Go see what happens. Go up there.
Ours are like $16 a pop, too.
Man, let me tell you a little story about motherfucking goggles.
What?
When I took the girls to the Gaylord over spring break, went to Sound Waves, I didn't bring goggles. I was like, shoot. But you know what? You need that, you need that for like the water park. And I was like, you can, looking at a wall of them. None of them have price tags on it, by the way. So I'm like, okay, maybe. I mean, I know it's a hotel. I'm willing to spend $20. It's saving me. Okay, we're fine. Pick out a pair. Okay, great.
They're kid size.
They're kid size. Uh-huh. Take it up to the thing. Ruby Jane's are like 14. I'm like, oh, okay. Eleanor picks out a $32 pair of goggles. And I had a couple other things like in the order. So when she said the total, I was like, well, we're at a hotel gift shop. Like, this is going to be expensive. We go get the goggles on, whatever. I'm looking at the thing, and I'm like, $32? What in the world? And I was like, Eleanor, listen. You lose these, that's it. I don't, there's no
birthday
more.
Money.
Right, like, mm-hmm. there is no, we're going to go back and get another pair. This is it. Your eyes will be filled with chlorine, and I ain't going to have no concern for your eyeballs burning with chlorine. Because your mom went through that whole life, my entire childhood. You can do it for one damn day.
I didn't have goggles.
$32 later, what the fuck? So, fast forward to Friday, we're at the pool. Motherfucking $32 goggles broke. Like, the band, like, on the side just snapped.
That's and so I'm like, common.
I can't even fix that. Like, that, it's like a non-fixable issue.
What's the brand?
Issue. I don't know. I should have known these were going to be expensive because they have, like, they're really cute. But they've got, like,
attaches out the side.
Yeah, go out the side. It has the word sweet written on the back of it. And there's like little, it looks like little candies like glued to it. I was pissed. I was like, okay, well, you know what? Back to the dollar store we go. We're going to get some more dollar goggles. Because
I didn't have goggles when I was a kid. Mm-mm. I didn't know what goggles were.
No.
Number one, PABA existed. Yeah. So you mix PABA, chlorine, and salt and mm-hmm. sweat.
Yeah.
You're a raccoon the entire summer.
Yeah. And so my grandparents had a pool growing up, and we would spend a lot of time there. And it was like sunscreen, but also off. So you mix all that with like overuse of chlorine and then all of that in your eyes. I'm like, I can't see straight. Like, I mean, this is okay. So we, it's a true story. We would always dive for pennies. And I always used to think, like, my uncles would throw quarters in there and, like, hey, if you can find the quarters, you can keep them. I'm like, sweet. You know how fucking hard that is when you can't see, number one, and you're look, it's so hard. It's so hard to find a quarter when you don't have goggles on because you're like, okay, is that thing? No, I don't know what that is. They thought it was the funniest thing. And not until maybe, like, I don't know. Well into my adulthood, did I understand like what they were doing? I was like, oh, you just thought it was funny. Got it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Assholes. Like,
dicks.
Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of like we were getting chemical peels at like 8.
Right.
And I was like, no wonder.
Everything I mean, burned.
Yes. It looked like someone peeled cheese off a pizza.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Because if you weren't burned from chemicals, you were burned from like not putting on sunscreen or using like an SPF 2 with the baby oil in it, and then like your skin was literally peeling.
Ooh, speaking remember of, the peeling?
Yes. Like oh when you would gosh. Get like the one good, like you start it and you're like, oh my god, it's gonna be like your whole body.
That was the best.
Yes.
I haven't peeled like that in
you
15
don't
years.
Want to. That's because we use SPF now.
Right. Like, this is true. This is true. So I mean, I know my parents tried really hard.
Yeah.
But I think the sunscreen is just so much better now.
Yeah.
Speaking of sunscreen.
Yeah.
So we bought this. Remember when I lost my shit at, or just lost my mind at Lowe's. One of our losing the mind moments was we bought a power washer.
Yes.
Which I didn't know my deck was this color. Oh. I thought it was supposed to be a greeny brown.
No, it's red.
It's red.
Your deck's red.
Spoiler alert. So when Landon got a power washer, it's really fun. No, it's not fun. It's really handy because we get a lot of like dirt and grime on our deck. He decides to take on this big project Saturday while we were at yoga and mm-hmm. at a friend's birthday party. I come home. Deck looks amazing. Downstairs porch looks amazing. His back does not look amazing. I was like, Landon, your back is so red. He has no shirt on.
Ah.
And he's like, yeah, I forgot to put sunscreen on. Let's rewind like 4 days ago. Before this, he was like, I'm going to do so well this summer. I'm going to put sunscreen on. He actually bought sunscreen. He's like, I'm precancerous cells be gone. And I'm going to do no wrinkles
like,
for
this
me.
This is the summer of sunscreen.
So much so that he even told his 20-year-old co-workers, like, remember, sunscreen up. It's that first weekend that always gets you. I was like, you're such
shit.
An ass. I know.
Oh
I mean,
and now he's a Christmas critter.
He is lit up. His poor back. I mean, so much so that we're like soaking in aloe. It hurts to put a shirt on. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so bad. And last night I was telling him the story. Like, my dad got so burnt on the tops of his feet one time that he had to wrap his feet in vinegar paper towels. I was like, maybe we should wrap you in vinegar. It's supposed to draw off the burn. He didn't want to do it. He's like, no, but we did Aquaphor and aloe and all the things. But I mean, he's still lit up. It's crazy. So
I've been there many a times.
I know, you just kind of forget.
Yeah.
And he was undercover for most of it. So he mm-hmm. thought like the 45 minutes he was on the top deck, he was like, oh, that's okay. The bot, you know, but
yeah, I got it. Like, it's like if your skin has not seen the light of day in months, it's like the sun's like, there it is. This is where I'm going. It's like a beacon of white light that the sun can't not shine on. It's like, I need you, and I will burn you. That's what the sun does.
Is it not just blow your mind that the sun is so far away and it can still be like...
Burn the fuck out of you?
Right. It can fuck up your world?
Right.
Like, that just baffles me.
It really is. Like, when you start to go down that road, I'm like, yes.
I know.
It's like, crazy.
Wow. It touched you.
Mm-hmm.
In all the ways.
It's going to burn us all. It's crazy.
Well, this has been fun.
It has been fun.
We'll drop in. I feel like if you have some expectations to share, please let us
know.
Please do. And let us know how they all come crashing down.
Right.
Or maybe you shine.
You will be our new person that we aspire to be like, where you're like, listen, girls, I've got expectations and I'm going to fucking nail them.
Yep.
I want to know who you were. And I want to know how you did it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be over here whining in my Cheerios come September and be like, I ran 2 books. That's it. And they had pictures.
And they had pictures. Does Real Simple count?
One for us, though.
That shit is legit.
Yes, it is.
I love that shit.
One for us. Mm-hmm. Teach one community class.
Oh, yes.
Just one. That's my goal.
Would you guys come to a community class? Like, if we taught one, Zen friends, would you come?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'm looking at all of you nodding right now, and I'm hoping that that's a yes. I'm hoping I'm just not, like, pretending. I'm staring at the microphone right now, and Brittany's looking at me like, they can't see you.
I am.
It's true.
But
yeah,
if you want to.
I think that is
give
a
us
great
a
idea.
Hell yeah. Woo-hoo. And maybe screenshot this episode and post it in your stories and be like, yeah, girl, book it.
Let's do it.
We want to feel our community and get away from our kids.
True story.
Mm-hmm. We'll need some downtime. Away from those nuggets. All right, girl. All right, guys. Have fun this summer. We'll see you soon. Thanks for sharing your time with us. Help keep the CZL momentum going by rating our podcast and writing a review.
If you love what you heard in today's episode, snap a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories.
Don't forget to tag us.